Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Maria. How may I help you this morning? Somebody requested a call back from this number?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because when I called the claim service, they told me that I would have to call this number, but I'm not sure why. They didn't give me any information on why.
Okay, let me see if I can figure it out for you. What is your Social Security number, ma'am?
438-498089.
Okay, what's your first and your last name?
Erica McDaniel.
Okay. And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, ma'am?
Date of birth is 2/27/1983.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my driver's license. I don't know. The driver's license number is 10197223.
Okay. So you have been collecting unemployment since May, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the reason why they had you call this number is because now your unemployment is exhausted. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have any more unemployment. Okay. But, what you could do is you could try to reopen the claim, you know, and see if they would extend it for you for a couple of weeks until you find something.
Yes, ma'am.
So you want me to help you reopen that?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. What's your middle initial?
L. Lachey.
Okay. Okay. And have you ever used a different name or social security number?
No.
Okay. And you said your birthday was 2/27/83. Your gender?
Yes, ma'am. Female.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't have any difficulty with English?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Oh, she's deceased.
Okay, but what was her maiden last name before she got married?
Jane.
Okay. And you said your driver's license number was?
Oh, shoot. I put it up. Hold on.
Okay,
I can get it back out.
Okay, no problem.
10197223.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, ma'am, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
I have a benefit card.
Okay. So it would be good to continue with that.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just go over the disclosure to make sure you understand the terms. Okay. So the LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no regular monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees. But it does have $1.30 if it's used at a network. It does have a 35-cent charge for automated calls, $1 charge if it's inactive for more than a year, a $4 charge to replace the card under regular delivery, or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 2% charge at the transaction if it's used internationally. It does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. If you have any questions, you may call 1-800-361-4524. That's 1-800-361-4524. 4524, or you may also call 1-800-499-2035, okay?
Okay. I don't have to get another one, do I? Can I use the old one?
No, yeah, they would put it on the same one. So don't lose it, and if you lose it, you have to call that number to report it, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your mailing address, ma'am?
328 Sylvan mm-hmm. Avenue, Sylvan,
mm-hmm.
Bessemer, Alabama, 35020.
Okay, and your phone number, ma'am?
318-737-9469.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so I have your addresses being 328 Sylvan Avenue, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following vehicles have you been associated with? 2002 Audi, 2007 Volvo, 2008 Mercedes, 2012 Volkswagen, or none of the above?
2012 Volkswagen Jetta.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following street addresses in West Monroe have you been associated mm-hmm. with? 108 McAlpine Drive, 109 Westbridge Drive, 123 Southern Oak Drive, 200 Hythe Street, or none of the above?
Westbridge Drive.
Westbridge Drive, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What color was your 2001 Nissan? Did you have a 2001 Nissan? Was it blue,
no, I never
gold,
had a
silver,
Nissan.
Or white? No.
Okay. Oh, yes, I did have a white Nissan.
White?
Sierra.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I had to think about it.
It was white, yeah. That must have been a long time ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you receive any unemployment, ma'am, in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work outside of the state of Alabama?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work for the federal government as a civilian?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military?
No, ma'am.
The last 12 months, no? And
no.
When was your last day of work, ma'am?
Like full-time job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, no, part-time as well. Job that you're claiming unemployment from has to be
okay,
your last job.
Right.
Okay, so what would that be? What's your last job that you've had?
Ahava, I think it's called Mission Creek now. It has a different name now, but when I worked there, it was a Ahava Healthcare.
Okay.
And
when was that?
The last time I worked was in March of 2022.
Okay. March 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself or own your own business?
No.
Do you work on commission or have a real estate license?
No.
Are you attending school or training?
Hertzing. Classes for phlebotomy.
Okay. So you are attending some training?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You said that's called what? Hertzling?
Hertzing, H-E-R-D-I-N-G.
H-E-R-D-A-N-G?
H-E-R-Z as in zebra, I-N-G.
Mm-hmm. So, Hertzling training?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. see here. Are you available to work full-time and part-time?
Yes, if possible.
Okay. Are you receiving any workman's compensation or any pension?
No, ma'am.
Do you belong to a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your last job description?
CNA.
Okay, let's see here. Okay. And what was the name of the company you were working for?
AMT, what's the last
AMT. Mm-hmm. Medical staffing?
Yes,
Okay. Would you have their phone number and address?
I can look it up.
Okay, thank you.